Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Dr. Zelenko is a board certified family physician for over 20 years. He has been described by his patients as a family member to thousands of families, and he is a medical advisor to the Volunteer Ambulance Corps in Kiryas Joel, New York. Dr. Zelenko developed his now famous Zelenko Protocol, which has saved countless lives worldwide. So welcome, Dr. Zelenko. Thank you for joining us. And I would like you to comment on our subject, please.
Thank you so much for having me. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Very good. So I'll just give you quickly my experience. My team has directly treated successfully 6,000 patients. I've trained hundreds of physicians who are now training their students. And as a cumulative group, we've treated millions of patients successfully. President Trump was my patient. Rudy Giuliani was my patient. Reb Chaim Kanevsky has been my patient. Mr. Litzman, your health minister of Israel last year, was my patient. I'm just telling you which people have contacted me for care, and including President Bolsonaro of Brazil. Now, my experience has given me a very unique perspective in approaching COVID-19, which is basically keeping people out of the hospital. I would like to describe, regarding children, the only reason you would want to treat a child is if you believe in child sacrifice, and even the voters are. If you want to be mocked of children, like a carbon, it's a very good reason to give them the shot. Otherwise, there's no necessity. Let me explain. Anytime you evaluate any therapeutic, you need to look at it from three perspectives. Is it safe? Does it work? And do you need it? Just because you have a capability doesn't mean that you have to use it. There has to be a medical necessity. There has to be a need for it. You look at the CDC, the statistics for children under the age of 18 that are healthy, the survival rate is 99.998% survival rate with no treatment. Just like Dr. Yudin said, the influenza virus is more dangerous to children than COVID-19. And he made an estimate that per million, 100 children would die from the vaccination. I feel the number would be significantly higher, and I'll explain to you the rationale for it. So if you have a demographic, can you hear me?
We hear you excellent, doctor.
If you have a demographic that has no risk of dying from an illness, why would you inject them with a poison death shot? Now, let's see if this thing works. The two countries in the world that are most vaccinated its citizens is Israel, a high 85% rate of vaccination, and an island nation in the Indian Ocean called Seychelles, also over 80%. Both countries are experiencing a Delta variant outbreak. So let me ask you a question. If you vaccinated the majority of your population, why are you still having an outbreak? That's number one. Number two, why would you even give a third shot of the same stuff that didn't work the first two times? All right, that's whether or not it works. And let's talk about safety. Now, this is the real issue. There are three levels of safety or death that we need to look at. One is acute, one is subacute, and long-term. Acute, I'll define from the moment of injection till 3 months. The number one risk of the shot is blood clots, just like Dr. Yudin said, according to the Salk Institute. By the way, everything I'm saying, I will defend with documentation. And please don't take my word for it. You should do your due diligence. And I can provide to you proof for everything that I'm saying. According to the Salk Institute, when a person gets an injection of these vaccines, quote unquote, the body becomes a spike-producing factory, making trillions of spikes, which migrate to the endothelium, which is the inner lining of your blood vessels, and it's basically little thorns on the inside of your vasculature. As the blood cells flow through it, they get damaged, they cause blood clots. If that happens in the heart, it's a heart attack. If that happens in the brain, That's a stroke. So we're seeing the number one cause of death in the short term is from blood clots. And most of it is happening within the first 3-4 days. 40% is happening within the first 3 days of injection of this poison death shot. Now, the other problem is that it's causing myocarditis or inflammation in the hearts of children, and young adults, I'm sorry, in the hearts of young adults. And the third problem, which is the most disturbing, is according to the New England Journal of Medicine article, their preliminary data, the miscarriage rate in the first trimester, woman gets vaccinated in the first trimester goes from 10% to 80%. I want you to understand what I just said. The miscarriage rate in the first trimester of pregnant women, when they get vaccinated, goes up by a factor of 8. That's preliminary data. It may change with time, but I'm just telling you what it is as of today. That's the smallest of the problem. The second problem is the subacute death issue, which is the following, that the animal studies that were done with these vaccines showed that all the animals responded well in generating antibodies. When they were challenged, however, with the virus that they were immunized against, a large percentage of them died. And when that was investigated, it was found that their immune system had killed them. It's called something antibody-dependent enhancement or pathogenic priming or paradoxical immune enhancement. But the point is that a lot of those animals died. So you can make an argument, maybe human beings are different. My answer to you, maybe. However, those studies were not done. You are the study right now. The Pfizer CEO said Israel is the biggest laboratory in the world. And so those long-term studies to rule out, Dr. Luc Montagnier, who won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the discovery of HIV, said that this is the biggest risk to humanity and the biggest risk of genocide in the history of humanity. And so the risk of a ADE reaction in human beings, which happens later, has not been ruled out. So my question is, why would I vaccinate someone with a potentially destructive, lethal substance without ruling that out first? And the third component here is the long-term consequences. There is definite evidence that it affects fertility, damages ovarian function, that it reduces sperm counts, number one. Number two, definitely increases the amount of autoimmune diseases. Who knows over time how that is going to reduce lifespan? And just last week, a paper came out showing that increases the risk of cancer. So any way you want to look at it, whether in the acute setting where it causes blood clots, inflammation of the heart, and miscarriages, in the midterm subacute setting where it can result in a pathological, disastrous immune reaction, or in the long term, whether it causes increased autoimmune diseases, cancer, and infertility. Now, that's a big concern. Actually, I'll say it this way. In my opinion, the current Israeli government is a Gilgul of Joseph Mengele. They've permitted human experimentation on their own people. And I'm gonna tell you, I hope this basin is a little different, maybe not, but I know I finally understood what Chazal say, that if you see Tzuras and Klal Yisrael, you should look at the Dayan Yisrael, Masechta Shabbos. That if you see trouble in the Jewish people, you should look at the rabbinic leadership, because if the head is diseased, what do you expect of the body? So I beg of this basin to put the interests of Klal Yisrael above politics and anything else that may alter your opinions. I received daily death threats. I risked my life, my career, my financial life, my reputation, almost my family, everything, just to sit here and tell you what I'm telling. So I'll just summarize it. that there is no need for this vaccine. And there's actually no need for anyone, and I'll explain. Children, I already told you, they have a 99.998% chance of getting better. Young adults from 18 to 45 have a 99.95% of getting better. This is according to the CDC, same concept. Someone who has already COVID and has antibodies, naturally induced immunity is a billion times more effective than artificially induced immunity through vaccine. So why would I vaccinate someone with a poison death shot that makes inferior or dangerous antibodies when I already have healthy antibodies? And then if you look at the high risk population that has a 7.5% death rate, so my data, which was the first in the world, which I published in a peer-reviewed journal, which has become the basis of over 200 other studies, and that have corroborated my observations that if you treat people in the right time frame, you reduce death rate by 85%. So out of 600,000 Americans, we could have prevented 510,000 from going to the hospital and dying. And by the way, I presented this information to Bibi Netanyahu directly into his hands by way of a shliach in April of 2020. And I informed every single member of your Ministry of Health as well. So my question to you is, if I can reduce the death rate from 7.5% to less than 0.5%, why would I use a poison death shot that doesn't work and has tremendous and horrific side effects? And I'll do one more mind experiment with you. If everyone on the planet were to get COVID and not get treated, the death rate globally will be less than 0.5%. Now, I'm not advocating for that. That's a lot of people. That's 35 million people would die. However, if we follow the advice of some of the quote unquote global leaders, let's say like Bill Gates said last year, 7 billion people need to be vaccinated, the death rate will be over 2 billion people. So wake up. This is World War III. This is a level of malfeasance and malevolence that we have not seen probably in the history of humanity. So I'm against child sacrifice. I'm against Avodah Zarah. And I really believe that God is testing every human being here. And here's the test. Are you gonna bow down to me, to Hashem? Are you gonna ask for your protection from me? Are you going to take your fears and ask me to help? Or are you going to run to the Avodah Zarah, the Egel Hazav of the vaccine, of your governments, of despots and tyrants like sociopaths who want to be deities? There's nothing new under the sun. These people are no different than Paro. They think they're God. And you're going to bow down to them. If you're going to bow down to them, let them protect you. Let's see how that's going to work out for you. I've seen fear drive people to do things that are completely irrational, do not make sense, and they sacrifice their own children. And yes, your Ministry of Health is lying to you. Your statistics are absolutely skewed. If you want to see something real, there's a website called worldmeters.info. Go to Israel, and you can see at December 20th, there's a huge spike in the curve of death in Israel. Do you know what happened in Israel December 20th? National immunization started. And these are numbers being reported by the Israeli government. They're just too stupid to hide it. There is zero justification for using this poison death shot. Unless you want to sacrifice human beings. I think I'm done.
After these words, the doctor, I don't think you can ever say you're done. I very much appreciate your time and your effort. Very definite and very clear. We appreciate it, doctor.
You have any questions?
I have many questions. But just to summarize, 2 billion would pass out if we use 7 billion the shot, according to what the doctor said, correct?
No, not according to what I said, according to what world experts are saying. That the if you look at Dr. Malone, who invented the mRNA technology, has the original patents for the vaccine. He's saying, do not use this. The government is lying to you. The side effects are horrific. Dr. Cahill from Ireland said that she believes that within 2 years, 90% of the people that got vaccinated will be dead. When Dr. Michael Yeadon, I hope you can confirm, I hope he's still there, was asked that question, he said he wouldn't go that far. So I don't know, maybe it's not 90%. What is the percentage? And maybe it's not 2 years, maybe it's 3 years. And Dr. Luke Montague, who is the Nobel Prize winner for the discovery of HIV, saying this is the biggest risk of genocide in the history of humanity.